fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm sad to say that our guests, Deacon Zoltan Kunsavo and his lovely wife, Pani, who have been with us all week telling their amazing story of God's work in their life and his calling, his power, his love, his mercy, and his commissioning in the power of his Holy Spirit that's so present in their lives. It's our last day here. That's why I'm a little sad about it. But thank you guys for being with us again.
It's really hard.
It's great to be with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Zoli, let's start with you today. We were talking yesterday. Pani did a great job explaining the ministry to the poor that grew out of really a call that was in her heart and how you blended mission and really practical care on a very, very high level, really, for those who were most in need. And I know that the outreach to the gypsy people, who are, there's a significant population of them living in the streets in Budapest, was a key part of what the Lord led you into as well. How did that all happen for you, and what did it look like?
Yes, there was a parish priest who, 10 years ago, asked us to have evangelization in his parish, which is in the middle of the district, which is filled with gypsy people, gypsy families. They live in very bad flats, sometimes without electricity, and it's really a poor area. And he wanted us to evangelize that people because they are his people. He knew it. He recognized that he has responsibility for those people. And we started with Alpha Course. I love mass evangelization, and I love to do a good and pathetic altar call, but I also love to work with small groups, smaller groups. And it can go deeply. And the secret of the Alpha, that 30 people or 40 who comes together in an Alpha Course, in 3 months, when we see each other every week once for a lunch together or a dinner mostly, we became friends. Became friends and slowly brothers and sisters. And in that environment, which shows love for everybody, the gospel of love is working very well, very well.
So these gypsies who were in the district of the parish there, you started inviting them and anyone else who wanted to come to the Alpha Course.
Yes.
So you started, that was the place where you built relationship with them on a small group level. 40 sounds like a lot of people, but I realize what you're saying. So you spent 2.5-3 months together going through this course of introducing them to the person of Jesus and
yes.
full life in the Holy Spirit. So
yes, yeah. And it's a really charismatic course, which means that it's based on the basic message of Christianity. There is only one message. Jesus was the master evangelizer, and we know his message from Mark and the different Gospels. He invited the people to the loving Father. That's the first point and the main point of the kerygma. He revealed the problem of the human heart to everybody. We are sinners, and the sin separates us from the full love of God. But he said that he can take us to the Father. He is the conqueror over the problem of sin. He is the Redeemer. He destroyed the power of sin with his cross. And we proclaim that big, big work of mercy through the cross of Jesus Christ. We proclaim that he's resurrected. He rose from death. And he offers new life to anybody. If you decide and if you react with faith and repentance, you can receive the new life. And the Holy Spirit put that new life to your heart. And we invited you into a new community, the community of the Redeemer, the community of the Son of God. And we offer you a new perspective of life. But the source is God's mercy, God's life. This is the very simple kerygma. I can tell you in another way with other
sure.
more emphasis, but it's simple and it has the power.
Right, that's the key, isn't it?
Yes.
Is to realize, and this is important for the whole church to know, one of the reasons why the new evangelization, which was been going on for 28 years or 30 years, why it hasn't happened very often, it's not that effective, is that people don't yet know, even Catholics don't yet see clearly what was so clear in the preaching of the apostles and the life of the early church, that this basic message about Jesus Christ and his lordship and what he's accomplished is the key to everything. and that it's the Holy Spirit wants to back that message. That's the one the Holy Spirit wants to anoint. Because when we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, we share all that, the Spirit is at work. Because the conversion of a human heart is not human persuasion.
Absolutely.
It's a work of the Spirit, right?
Yes. And that's why it's unique. That process is mysterious. It's not psychology. It's not pedagogy. We think that it's very, very, very hard to convince a person. Yes, it's hard. Nobody can do it.
It's impossible without the Spirit.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. But with the Spirit, it can be quick. Tremendous changes can come into a person's life after he received the gospel. And we saw a lot of people changing, transformation. Those first gypsy people who came to the Lord, and they were almost homeless persons. Now they work full-time workers of the gospel for Panni's place of
the
gospel,
only one mission.
So they
understand the work she's doing because they've experienced and encountered Jesus in a life-changing way. He's healed them. He's renewed them. And they've also received the love that you guys poured out on them. And now they do that in the only one mission where they care for people, they serve food, they help lead courses, they pray with people, they counsel people, do they?
Yeah, they can do it.
Yeah, they do all of that.
They do it. They are skilled.
They are great.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. So, it's such an important blend. And I think for the Catholic Church has always had a mission to the poor. And sometimes we've been better at it, sometimes less good at it, you know. But the bottom line, we've always sort of been known providing for that. But in many places, and even in various parishes, people forget the part that the poor that you're reaching need to know Jesus Christ as well. It's like the paralytic that was brought to Jesus and by his friends when they opened up the roof. And here's a man who's clearly in profound need. He cannot help himself. He needs something physical to change in his life. But what's the first thing Jesus did? He said, I forgive you for your sins.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, because of your faith.
First step.
And then he brought healing, that Jesus showed us the modeler. And that's what you guys are experiencing, isn't it?
Pope Francis repeating that very ancient Catholic teaching that the biggest work of charity is to share Jesus Christ to another person who doesn't know him.
That's what Mother Teresa said as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think sometimes there's this goofy, I don't know how to say it, there's an opinion like, don't ever impose that on anybody or assume that the poor, because they're poor, already know God or something, or they don't need salvation because they're so poor already and they're already in God's hands. Well, yeah, they are in God's hands.
Yes.
But Jesus came to preach the gospel to everybody because all of us are the same. No matter how poor, how rich, how powerful, we are all in the same position in relationship to God. You know. So tell us a little bit more, Panni, about how you see that blend working in only one mission. What are maybe a story or two, or just what you see on a daily basis there, the kinds of things?
A testimony can come here, I think.
Sure.
I am really shocked how big treasures we can find among homeless people. And even me, who is there from the first day of 2011, every day, I was surprised that many are in a weak situation, in a homeless situation, and they cannot do anything against it, and they didn't do anything that was a wrong decision. They were born as a poor person, or their parents didn't want them. And it shocked me that the percentage is so high. Those ones who didn't do anything, They are in a situation that is really miserable.
And they don't know anything else. Their whole
life is that, and that's their planet. And they don't know that there is another planet. And they don't know that they are really important for anyone in the whole world. If they would die, no one would see it. And I have a very, very kind story. Zoli's godson. When we met him the first day, he became a homeless person on that day when we opened the center. And he asked a guy on the street that, where is a center, a daily center I could go in? And he came to the only one mission. And I just saw how intelligent he is, how he read philosophical books about the Second World War, and he make notes about it with a great handwriting. And we started to speak to him, and we realized that he's a guy whose job is...
He is a burglar,
yes.
He was four times in prison that time.
Already, and he was like and 21 he lost, years old.
He lost his whole family, so he was alone
Everyone
in the
died.
World. He was four times in prison, and he came, and he was just ask us, do you want to tell something to me? Do you want to...
Yes.
Do you want to be my family? Oh. It was like this.
He was entirely alone in the world.
Yeah.
And we started to speak to him and became a very good friend of us. And
came to the Alpha.
We on those days, we had like 400 person a day. But somehow God helped us to see him on those days. And we invited him to have Alpha course to join the community. And he was open. And for years, he is part of our family already. He's with us every Christmas Eve. And
is he still involved in the Only One Mission in some way? Is he?
He works and he has an apartment here and rents. For years, he is not a homeless person.
He works in a factory. He hasn't got many times for
He cannot work
but
with
he
us.
He attends the community.
Yeah.
Very good. No, that's really great. It's so much, I'm so glad we had an opportunity to talk about this week, you guys, because it's exactly the kind of thing that Pope Francis is exhorting us to do. You know, to really, that famous line he said in Evangelii Gaudium, we need to smell like the sheep. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hear and I smell when I listen to you guys, you know, that you're so close to the people, that you just follow the Lord and you live with them, you love them. And what really takes you there is two things. One is your passionate conviction that the best thing anybody in the world could ever have is the person of Jesus Christ. Number one, you really believe that in your soul. And the second thing is you have a love for those people and God's given you an ability to see them as he sees them. Mm-hmm. And those two things seem to me to be what take you back there every day and give you so much energy and joy and conviction that you're working with the Lord. You're not working for the Lord. You're working with the Lord right there on the ground. So we have about a minute left, and I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts you'd like to share with our friends before we end.
Yes, the Spirit leads us to share our lives with those people who are in need. So we have a gypsy boy who is a very good-hearted guy. He's living with us now. He's
in your
heart,
home.
In my home. And the best thing I can give to my children, that experience.
Yes.
That your heart and your home is open for the needy.
Oh, that's such a good... I didn't even know that. That's wonderful to hear. And it is the best thing for the kids. It always means adjustment. It always means discomfort or something initially. But it teaches them how to love. It teaches them how to open their hearts to people who are different. But
and
I
it's
wish
a
we
natural
had,
thing.
Yeah, I wish we had another week. You guys are like a big family for so many people. It's really wonderful. And I wish we had another week to talk to you about all the wonderful things God's doing in you. But thank you so much, Pani.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, you guys are very inspiring. Deacon Zoli, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing in the church as well there in Budapest. So friends, I hope this testimony this week would inspire you to know that you are called by Christ. You're called and empowered by the Lord to be able to engage his mission in this age. And don't doubt it, his hand's on your life too. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.